The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to The Sea Grant Files. There is nothing so stable as change. Bob Dylan nailed it when he said those words. Though Dylan was speaking in the context of youthful rebellion, the phrase is applicable to all sorts of circumstances, including water levels on Lake Superior. About every 12 hours and 25 minutes, it's high tide on Minnesota's coast. With a subtle tug, the moon pulls Lake Superior skyward by a measure so modest it's easily masked by waves and swamped by seiches. Seiches, those surges of water sloshing back and forth across the basin set up by wind, are timed in hours and measured in multiple inches. Overlaying these daily fluctuations, Superior's level changes by season. Like a slow breath, Lake Superior swells to a September-October peak about a foot above its March-April exhale. Beyond this, multi-year periods of high and low water create, destroy, and alter shorelines and wetlands. Remarkably, the water level on Lake Superior has ranged only about 4 feet over the past century. That's an impressively narrow range considering how society and the landscape have changed during the same time frame. Since people have been measuring such things, Superior has been the most stable of all the Great Lakes. Currently, Lake Superior's water level is about a foot higher than its long-term March average and an inch lower than it was at this time last year. It's natural for lake levels to fluctuate. What's catching property owners and communities like Duluth off guard is the way intense storms rapidly add many inches of water at a time and whip this high water into a destructive force. Duluth city engineers know more than many how powerful water can be. They are working to fortify and reconstruct the damaged lake walk again. Some blame the International Joint Commission for creating higher water levels on Lake Superior through their decisions about water flow through the Sioux Locks. In reality, people and governments have far less control over Great Lakes water levels than Mother Nature. The water of Superior, Michigan, and Huron is managed to balance social, commercial, and environmental goals as much as possible through a 16-gated control structure near Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Minnesota Sea Grant staff talked with property owners on Park Point after winds produced a storm surge last October. The surge, coupled with Lake Superior's high water level, pushed the NOAA water level gauge in Duluth to its all-time high. Basements flooded, docks were damaged, residents had a battery of questions. Some wondered about shoreline stabilization techniques and state regulations for things like riprap and breakwalls. We had a conversation about creating more ways to slow the exodus of stormwater runoff from the land and the benefits of purchasing national flood insurance. For people building or buying property fronting Lake Superior, it is important to analyze setback regulations for structures and think about exceeding them. After the 1985 period of high water on Lake Superior, Minnesota Sea Grant specialists and researchers estimated erosion rates from Duluth to Grand Portage could exceed 15 meters over 5 years in some places. Property owners can help prevent erosion by maintaining the natural vegetation to stabilize the shore and installing drainage systems that reduce runoff into the lake. You can help maintain the shore even if you are not a shoreline property owner. Leaving vegetation undisturbed during your North Shore visits not only maintains soil stability, but also ensures those plants can hold back runoff. Additionally, leave rocks and driftwood where they are along the shore. These types of natural barriers act as a buffer between the soil and waves. You can keep tabs on the current water levels of Lake Superior by using NOAA's online Lake Level Viewer. If you are interested in extreme weather events around Lake Superior and rising lake levels, consider joining me at Our Climate Futures, Meeting the Challenge in Duluth. This conference is on March 19th and 20th at UMD and is free and open to the public. It's sponsored by the UMD Visiting Lecture Fund, Institute on the Environment Duluth, University for Seniors, the Natural Resources Research Institute, and Minnesota Sea Grant. I'll be part of a morning panel on the 20th focused on local infrastructure challenges in a changing climate. Even if you can't come for the whole time, consider attending the 7 p.m. presentation on the 19th to get the climate facts of northeastern Minnesota directly from our senior state climatologist, Kenneth Blumenfeld. On the 20th, Dr. Jesse Keenan from the Harvard Graduate School of Design talks about climate change adaptation and the built environment, including aspects of design, engineering, financing, and planning. Keenan's presentation will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, March 20th in the UMD's Marshall Performing Arts Center. For free tickets to this, contact the box office at 218-726-8561. Learn more about this conference on the University of Minnesota Duluth website at d.umn.edu/climate-futures. Whether you come to the conference or not, I hope you get a chance to walk along the ever-changing shoreline of Lake Superior sometime soon. For more information about how Minnesota Sea Grant is leading efforts to understand and manage the impacts of changing water levels, contact me, Jesse Schomburg. This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Sharon Moen, Marissa Spear, Chris Harwood, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. To listen to other episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at seagrant.umn.edu. Thanks for listening.